This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So that like last segment touched a nerve.
A little bit. You think?
I do. So let's go ahead and lower my blood pressure. And let's talk to somebody with elite takes and higher intelligence than Mike Greenberg.
Yes, very much so.
Let's talk to Jeff Mitis, PGA Pro on Tee to Green every Saturday on your dial. And an awesome human being on the Western Hotline. Jeff, it's been a couple weeks, but it's good to hear from you again.
That's one of the best introductions I've ever gotten. Wow, thank you. Yeah.
My check's in the mail, right?
Yeah, not a big one, believe me. But it has been a few weeks, but we're back talking about golf again, and the weather outside's conducive to it. Maybe not right now, but it's exciting. The majors, major season is here, and it's been an interesting event so far, but it's only halfway done. The weekend's going to tell the story of what this event ends up being.
And with the PGA Championship, obviously we have a huge story of it leading into it with Rory McIlroy. By the way, great job by you and Kevin Sylvester that weekend, both calling your shot. Yeah, I know it's not really like the strongest of takes of Rory McIlroy will win the green jacket, but like,
I mean, it's taken 11 years. I mean,
yeah, but you guys did nail it.
Well, I also picked him this week, and last I knew he was 8 shots back. But if anybody can come from that far behind, Rory's got the firepower to do it, that's for sure. He can do it anything. He can do anything on the golf course.
Man, I'm getting a real sense of deja vu there.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
Those were literally your words about him with the Masters. But when it comes to the leaderboard here, I'm very surprised to see that the usual names, they're not really there. Max Homa had a very strong day two, by the way, to get himself within 3 of the lead. One of the better players there. He's in the top 5 right now. Scottie Scheffler also tied with Max Homa there at 5 under par. What has it been like, though, with the PGA Championship, and how frustrating it has been for some of these guys when it comes to the usual suspects are the ones that are kind of struggling the most right now?
I think a lot of people are looking at the golf course. I've heard a lot of positive comments, but I've heard just as many negative. And normally, you know, it's mostly rave reviews. When they're at Oak Hill, it's rave reviews, you know. But there's some peculiarities there, I think, that, you know, sometimes you don't, the way the course gets set up, you don't always identify the best player. But having said that, there's four rounds, and we've only gone through two of them, and we're halfway there. And now the flame gets a little hotter for those guys like Jonathan Vegas up at the top who have never been in this position before, and all of a sudden they are. And they haven't shown any form this year, so it'll be tough. It'll be interesting. I think the field's still wide open. I'm not joking. I think if Rory goes out and shoots a 64 or something today, then things could change, and who knows how the day's going. They had to push tee times back and go from twos to threes because there was some weather. From what I understand, mostly north, a lot of electricity in it, so they had to slow things down. But they'll get it in today, and the weekend should be exciting and fun to watch because there'll be some double bogeys and there'll be some birdies.
So you mentioned Rory McIlroy. Scottie Scheffler is one Derek mentioned. Tied for fifth, 5 under par right now, 3 off the lead. He's had, I feel like, in the Masters, it wasn't the best. Like, he started coming back on the final day after moving day, right? Does he have a chance? He was the betting favorite going into this event. Where do you see him on moving day today and tomorrow? Do you think he can pop up there and stay there over Vegas?
Oh, I think he's going to end up winning this event is what I think is going to happen. I'm thinking it might be closer because, you know, Scottie could put the nail in the coffin today. He's that type of player. The first day they had a bunch of mud balls out there. It was a tough day on the golf course, and, you know, it was tough when you got mud on your golf ball to hit anything close to an accurate shot. So there were some circumstances out there. He is only won once this year, but he's been playing well, and he's coming back from an injury. And he is one of the greatest ball strikers ever, and he's super impressive, and he's been playing well. And like in my mind, if I had to bet on somebody right now, it'd certainly be Scottie Scheffler.
Jeff, right now, you mentioned mud balls. We're going to ask you about that. What is the best way to go about neutralizing that as a factor? Do you just have to kind of deal with it, or is there a different swing you have to do to kind of, I guess, be able to accommodate for them?
You know, we had this conversation on Tee to Green this morning, and it's one of those things. There's no hard science. You're out of luck. Yeah. You just got to kind of fire and hope you catch a good break. The way I try to get through it through the years is if I had a mud ball. So if I told this story this morning or this tip, say I had to hit a 7 iron into a green, what I would do is I would take my 6 iron. I'd move it back in my stance. I'd choke up on it and I'd rip at it. And I'd try to hit it much lower. My thought process was if I kept the ball from going higher in the air, it wouldn't curve as far off line. And if it started to curve, maybe it would hit the ground earlier and I'd keep it in play a lot easier because you have almost zero control depending on how much is on there and your lie and all these other factors. But once you launch a ball into the air and it's got mud clinging to one side of it, all the aerodynamics are shot. You don't know anything where it's going to go. That's why when they asked Scottie about it, it's like as he said, you play all your life to control the golf ball, and as soon as there's mud on it, you have no control of the golf ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Well, you mentioned earlier in our interview here that the starters where we're looking at right now, McElroy and some of the stronger players that are normally up towards the top, getting adjusted to the course, right? And the reviews aren't great. What, even DeChambeau hasn't been able to, you've seen some rough shots from these guys. Rory throwing a club yesterday. When you're that tilted, I guess, mentally, how do you recover from that? I know these guys are pros and, you know, it's kind of expected for them to do so, but What do you do from there?
Yeah, mentals isn't most of the game, right? Especially at that level. I mean, they're obviously very physically talented, and there's a lot of pressure, and you put the most pressure on yourself. You know, you want to achieve these goals. You work super hard to be where you are. You consider yourself one of the best players in the world, if not the best player in the world. And when you're not performing to that standard, you get upset. But these guys, you know, it's a pattern, you know, it's in golf, you know, tomorrow's another day. So you try to fight through the round the best you can. I guarantee not, they might get mad, but none of them have quit on a shot. Nobody gave up because they're just still going to fight as hard as they can. It may not be as fun a day, but you know, a night's sleep and a warm up on the range the next day, maybe some go work on whatever you weren't doing well, on the range after your round and get it tightened up and, yeah, you'll be fine the next day. That usually doesn't carry over. Normally won't even carry over till the next shot. It can with certain players, but yeah. And sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it shakes you out of your funk that you're in. You know, you're going along, you're not doing, if you get mad at yourself, sometimes you kind of, yeah, give yourself a good talking to out there and start playing a little better.
Jeff, when it comes to the local scene, everything like that, obviously the weather, it's getting better now. It's time to thrive and get out on the courses. What is something that you can do on an everyday basis, just being out there with your friends or with some colleagues to go play? What's like some of the little things that you can always do if you're just going out there to try to improve your game?
You mean when you're just out playing on the golf course?
Just out on the golf course. Like you don't have, like if say you're someone that doesn't have time to go and get some lessons or something like that. But like, what's one of the little things that you can do if you're able to just go out there and try to help improve it while you're out there on the course?
You know, if you have the opportunity, you play a couple golf balls. You know, maybe play worse shot, which will teach you to hit. Depending on your level of play, will teach you to hit more consistent golf shots, keep the ball in play more. Going out and playing with a fewer clubs. Go out and play with 3 clubs or 4 clubs. Grab a putter, a wedge, a 7-iron, and a 3-wood and go play. And you'll see you won't score that differently. You'll learn to be a little bit more creative. Spend a lot of time chipping and pitching. If you're waiting and there's no one behind you on the hole, instead of just kibitzing on the tee, go back to that green you were just on and hit a bunch of chips and try to get the ball close from different spots and find the hardest chip you can and work on your short game because the best players have the best short games. And then just doing some drill swings in between while you're waiting your turn to hit. If you have some good swing drills that you got from your PGA professional, hopefully not your buddies. that would, you know, doing some drill swings while you're waiting around or sitting in the fairway is always going to help too.
That's the good stuff right there, Jeff.
Well, wrapping up here, Jeff, not PGA Championship related, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, are you getting in on any Preakness action today? And if If you are, who do you like?
Well, I don't know a whole lot about. I know more than most, probably, because we talk about it on the show once in a while. But Brian Koziel, he's a big time gambler. I don't know if you know that about Brian, but he's going to be placing a bet for the Tee to Green team while he's there. Ryan Hassenauer, who we had on, who I'm referring to, he'll make the picks for us. And we haven't had so much luck lately, so I don't get very excited about the horse race because usually we don't win. So I'll be watching golf today anyway, so it won't matter.
There you go.
Gotcha.
But that's the good stuff though, Jeff, and appreciate being able to talk to you here. Enjoy the weather while you can, if it's not raining near you. It looks like it's spotty right now.
Cleared up near us.
It already cleared up after raining just like for a couple seconds, but definitely enjoy the weather as it has been improving overall.
Yeah, let it rain today. I'll be inside watching the golf anyway.
There we go.
There you go.
And also, here's your additional plug there. If you do have time to get lessons, go talk to our guy, Jeff Metis.
At the dojo, yep.
Jeff at the dojo, and he will teach you what you need to know to improve your game, just like he was passing some of that wisdom here on the airwaves, not just earlier today, but with us just now. So, Jeff, appreciate it. Always good to talk to you, my friend, and we'll do again soon.
Well, thanks for having me. And I think you're the only one I haven't taught there, by the way. So
I keep dodging golfing, and maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah, are you a good athlete? I mean, you play hockey; that doesn't count.
Yeah, I was going to say good is very subjective here, and I'm very self-aware.
Well, if you're decent, well, we can get you playing. It's a fun game. Ask your buddies there at the station. There, everybody loves it for a reason. So. You're welcome to come in. I'll get you started someday.
Appreciate that, Jeff, and always appreciate you with everything.
All right, gentlemen, thanks for having me, and enjoy the rest of your show.
All right, that's Jeff Metis, PGA Pro. You hear him on Tee to Green every Saturday with Brian Koziel and Kevin Sylvester, and just a genuine good human being.
Yep, got a little bit of
golf
talk in
here today. One of my favorites to have ever worked with, especially when I ran the board for that show back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good. Jeff also helps me with my hip-hop repertoire.
Yes. Hip-hop aficionado.
Hip-hop aficionado. So, Jeff is awesome. And I wanted to ask something like on a common thing for like people that are going out there, because even though I don't golf, I still think it's nice for him to part his wisdom on, hey, you know, if you're not able to go out and get lessons on the routine, if you are too busy, for example, what are some ways that you can improve your game a little bit? What are some ways that you can try to self-drill? Or if you are taking lessons, what are ways that you can keep trying to do that sort of thing? Just so that your golf day doesn't become frustrating.
Yeah, and he's absolutely right. Play worst ball, best ball, right? And a scramble is a perfect way to do that. Group of three, you take the best person's shot, but you all three still hit every shot. Yep. And you just take the best person's ball, right? And so gives
Instead
you a chance.
Do the worst one?
You could do really, the worst one, like he said, too. That makes it even more challenging. Might help you hone some things in and really understand what you're doing wrong.
Could you imagine two people, you hit some pretty decent shots. The third one puts it in the trees and we're like, I guess
we're
going into the forest.
It's out of bounds. You have to drop it. Yeah, it's just, it obliterates the game. But, sometimes.
That was the first ever swing I took.
That happened?
I was trying to learn it for the first time. And the first swing I take, it goes left, like probably about 40 feet. And it goes left hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, I did not hit that thing well at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember screaming mulligan.
Mulligan. You get the breakfast mulligan right off the bat. Breakfast ball.
First ever shot. I'm crying for a do-over. So that's how golfing goes for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's still something that I hope, though, that people that are into golf, make sure you're listening to Tee to Green.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not just talking about the pros. They're talking about what's going on around here and what can you do to improve your game.
Yep.
So that's always fun for me to look at there.
I'm going to be intrigued to see what Brian Koziel's Preakness bet's going to be, the Tee to Green group bet.
Tee to Green group Preakness bet. And you'll hear more about that when Brian Koziel is on with Ryan Hassenauer there at Batavia Downs.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to meet Ryan for the first time earlier this year when we were out there for the Legends and Expos.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And this is one of the busier days that Ryan Hassenauer is going to have because he's out there. It's one of the big three. It's Preakness, That's the second one of the Triple Crown.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be doing everything that he has to do. And yeah. I don't envy it, but he's also going to squeeze in time because I know he will. And it's a good listen when he's on with Brian.
Oh, yeah. And you know who else is on with Brian for the Derby? Byron Brown.
But also Joe Cali.
I was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I popped on here and there. Yeah. He did get the new president of Batavia Downs, which was interesting to hear, yeah. Especially on Derby Day, his takes. But, yeah, horse racing's in my blood, so it's pretty exciting stuff. These days, my family gets pretty excited. And golf and horse racing, not things I ever thought I'd be speaking about on the airwaves, but, you know. It's exciting stuff to try something different here and there.
Try something different. And it's been a lot of that throughout today's show. We've covered the Amherst. We've covered the Bandits, PGA Championship, a little bit of horse racing sprinkled into this thing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of a grab bag here today on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, we're taking a break here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.